This spring, I got an iPad, and I've tested a lot of birding apps that I spent my own money on. One of the first ones I got was National Geographic's Handheld Birds, which was serviceable, but not all that great. But last week, my iPad automatically updated it, and all I can say is, wow, the new version of the National Geographic birding app is simply amazing, setting a whole new standard for birding apps. The new version includes all 995 species included in the new 6th edition of the National Geographic Field Guide, along with all the art and information about each from the new field guide, along with a variety of sound recordings from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. It also includes tips on what to listen for. As in the newest paper edition of the field guide, the artwork has great identification pointers, but when you tap the screen, you can toggle those pointers on and off. You can limit your choices to lists of birds that you make yourself or to lists put together by National Geographic. These include lists of birds likely to be found in certain important birding destinations, such as the Rio Grande Valley, Madeira Canyon, and Churchill, and lists of endangered species, the most abundant species, backyard birds, and the birds most wanted by birders. The app also includes a lot of extras. In addition to the sounds for each species, it has some very high-quality close-up videos. There are only 16, but they're extremely well-selected to show secretive birds, including ruffed grouse, American bittern, sora, American woodcock, winter wren, hermit thrush, and oven bird, all in the act of drumming, singing, or calling. Also included are a lot of authoritative tips for new and experienced birders in 16 articles about birding and 10 quizzes that test you on bird recognition by appearance and sound, along with other important facts. And the app keeps track of your own personal sightings if you enter them in the built-in journal. The Peterson Guide has an app too, but that was a disappointment to me. You can see each plate of the Peterson Field Guide only in its entirety, with all but one species cloudy and unfocused. It's irritating to try to compare two species on the same page because you can't see both in focus at the same time. The only field guide app I really liked up until now is the Sibley Guide app. That includes all the artwork and information from the Sibley Field Guide, along with an excellent variety of Lang Elliott's sound recordings. Overall, I prefer the artwork from the National Geographic. Sibley's drawings are more patternistic, while National Geographic's are more lifelike, and Sibley has each bird on a plain white background, while the National Geographic shows them in a bit of natural habitat in more natural poses. The Sibley Guide and app don't include quite as many species as the National Geographic one does, but only the rarest of the rare are missing. Both have excellent maps, though the National Geographic one includes more information about subspecies as well as species. The Sibley birding app costs $19.99. It was well worth paying that much for it, even though it was twice as much as the most expensive other birding apps until now. The National Geographic one is at least as good, in my opinion better, and it's only half the price, $9.99. I'm glad I have both, but if you're looking for just one, the National Geographic is the one I'd recommend. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.